Good morning. Our question today related to Bris Milah is, if somebody is invited, are we obligated to go? So we're going to start with a Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel on Medbeis, that says as follows, Shiva Menudin Lashamayim. There are seven categories of people who are excommunicated from heaven, a very severe, severe punishment. Then there's a list there, and amongst the list is Misha Ein Lo Tefillin, somebody who doesn't put on tefillin on his head and on his arm, somebody who doesn't wear tzitzis, somebody who doesn't have a mezuzah on his door. And then it says V'yesh Omrim, and there's an opinion, Af Misha Ein Mesa B'chabura Shel Mitzvah. It includes somebody who does not dine, he does not eat, in a chabura, a group of mitzvah. So the question then is, that's very severe, we want to avoid that. What is a chabura shel mitzvah? So Tosfos brings two explanations. So the first one he brings is seudas mila. Somebody who doesn't eat in a seuda of a bris mila is menuda lashamayim, is excommunicated from heaven. Then he quotes a medrash that says that somebody who does participate is nitzol midina shel gehenim, will be saved from a judgment of gehenim. So that is explanation number one, somebody who does not participate in a chabura shel mitzvah, which is the su'uda of a bris milah, is meduna lashamayim. And the second explanation that Tosfos brings is that it's talking about a chasana, a wedding in particular, when a Talmud Chacham is getting married, or when a Bas Kohen is getting married to a Kohen. So based on that background, based on the Gemara Pesachim, and based on Tosfos' first explanation that it's talking about somebody who doesn't eat in a chabura shel mitzvah, it's talking about somebody who does not eat in a se'uda of a bris milah, the Rama Paskin says, follows in Shulchan Aruch, shenahagu lakachas minyan l'se'udas milah, we are noheg to have a minyan at our se'uda, at a bris milah, and it's called a su'udas mitzvah. And then he adds on, v'chomi she'ino ochel b'su'udas milah, anyone who does not eat at that su'uda after the bris milah, hevi kemenuda lashamayim, is effectively excommunicated by heaven. So before we continue in the exact vein, we're just going to add in as follows, that the tshuvas Hagos by Rav Moshe Sternbach says, in talking about the mitzvah, the chiyuv, to participate in a bris milah, the su'udah, the bris milah, the tikkuni hazor, and also the yavid say as follows, shekol ha'am ha'ochim, the bris milah, everyone who goes to the bris milah, the significance is that they're kemakabel p'nei ha'shchina, the shchina is there, and effectively they are receiving the shchina there. And there are opinions that say that you should even mevatel talmud Torah, the learning of Torah, in order to participate in a bris milah. That's how important it is. And the shilte agiborim, he equates it to the mitzvah of a levaya. If somebody is being buried, there's a mitzvah of a levaya, and we even mevatel Torah in order to participate in the levaya. The same thing, says the Shilte Giborim, applies to the mitzvah of mila, that we are mevatel Talmud Torah in order to participate in the mila and the suud of the mila. So based on all of that background, we have a Pischei Tshuva that brings from the Sefer Sharvit HaZahav as follows, and this is really the key here, Shetov Levatel Masha Shamash Kore Al Su'udas Bris Mila, we should nullify, we should do away with a Gabbai, a Shamash, or anyone else inviting people, Kore, calling out to people to participate in the Su'uda of the Bris Mila, Ulai Lo Yelchu, maybe they will not go, they're invited and they won't attend for whatever reasons that come up, and accordingly, because they were invited and they didn't attend, they will be included in the nidui, in the excommunication. And in fact, this concept is brought by the Yavitz, the Be'er Heitev, and other poskim, that it is proper, it is worthwhile to not invite people to a bris milah with a hazmana, as an invitation. It shouldn't be an invite, rather elo yodia azman umakom hasuda, we should simply inform them the time and the location, but don't say the language you are invited. And just to quote the Sefer HaBris, he brings as follows from the Yavitz, shelo yazminu mish yodim bo she'eino ba, don't invite somebody who you know will not attend to the bris. And in addition, he quotes that Sharvit Hazav that we brought before, and he says as follows, that the Sharvit Hashav Shira'a Ge'onei Olam, that he saw Ge'onei Olam, Shayu Mochim, that they would rebuke those that would invite people in shul so they would get up and make an announcement. Everyone is invited to the Seuda of the Bris Milah. And he says even those public invitations, if it's phrased as an invitation, it's problematic. Deshema lo yavo, because people indeed may not attend. V'yubichlal nidoi chas v'shalom, and the person who does not attend would indeed be included in that excommunication from heaven. So there is a strong basis for not inviting people to a Bris Milah and a Mirat Hashem. Tomorrow we see if there are exceptions to the rule. Maybe somebody who's invited that has a very valid basis for not attending, maybe then they won't be included in the Nidui LaShamayim. Have a wonderful day.